news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Phase two of the impeachment inquiry begins Wednesday morning at 10 Eastern when the House Judiciary Committee convenes its first hearing following the release of the Intelligence Committee's report. Although it will be academic, featuring law professors testifying about the roots of impeachment and its historical context, the Republicans on the Judiciary Committee, led by Ranking Member Doug Collins of Georgia, have vowed to use procedural tactics and more to slow down the proceedings. Jerry Nadler, the chair of the committee, privately addressed Democrats Tuesday morning, where he reportedly proclaimed, quote, "I'm not going to take any shit." Now, about that 300-page report released Tuesday by Adam Schiff's Intelligence Committee, in addition to laying out its case that Trump abused his power and obstructed justice in his Ukraine dealings, the report calls the evidence overwhelming and also includes some new information, like phone records that detail at least half a dozen calls between Rudy Giuliani and the White House Office of Management and Budget. Meanwhile, the president is still in London for the NATO summit, where he continues making an ass of himself on the world stage. Washington Post reporting, quote, "On the first day of the NATO 70th anniversary summit in London, Trump pronounced, prodded, and pushed America's allies into a state of unbalance, seizing the global stage to both bully and banter, all while keeping himself at the center of attention. Over the course of three one-on-one meetings with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Emmanuel Macron, and Justin Trudeau, Trump turned what were expected to be brief photo opportunities into his own personal daytime cable show. As the other leaders largely bore witness, the U.S. president, frequently affable, occasionally bored, held forth for a collective 2 hours, fielding questions on topics ranging from the impeachment investigation he left at home to the British election campaign he flew into here. A video posted by Ian Bremmer is making the social media rounds, in which Boris Johnson, Emmanuel Macron, and Justin Trudeau are caught on camera mocking Donald Trump at a Buckingham Palace reception. At a joint press spray Wednesday morning with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Trump was asked if he had any response to the video. He replied by canceling his planned press conference on the schedule for Wednesday afternoon. Oh, and he called Trudeau a name.
Did you have a video of Prime Minister Trudeau talking about you last night?
Well, he's two-faced.
Do you think that Germany's too naive?
And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%, and I guess he's not very happy about it.
Trump heads back to D.C. Wednesday afternoon. That means he's not joining the 25,000 people from 200 countries in Madrid this week for the COP25 climate change conference, where over the next 2 weeks, global leaders will try to come up with a practical plan for cutting emissions to stem the threat of global warming. But never fear. Trump says climate change is very important to him. At one of his ridiculous press events at the NATO summit, the Washington Post's Philip Rucker asked whether he was thinking about climate change, and this was his actual answer.
Honestly, climate change is very important to me. And, you know, I've done many environmental impact statements over my life, and I believe very strongly in very, very crystal clear, clean water and clean air. That's a big part of climate change. I also see what's happening with our oceans, where certain countries are dumping unlimited loads of things in, and they tend to float toward the United States. I see that happening, and nobody's ever seen anything like it, and it's gotten worse. But no, it's very important to me also, but I want clean air and clean water. That would be number one and number two.
A federal appeals court in New York ruled Tuesday that Deutsche Bank must give documents on Trump's finances to two House committees. The decision marked the latest in a string of court defeats for Trump in cases involving his tax returns and other financial documents. Trump's lawyer Jay Sekulow called the congressional subpoenas issued to Deutsche Bank and Capital One invalid and said, quote, "We are evaluating our next options, including seeking review at the Supreme Court of the United States." Trump now has 7 days to ask the Supreme Court to put a hold on the ruling before the banks have to respond. Kamala Harris is out. The California senator officially ended her 2020 presidential campaign Tuesday, citing a lack of financial resources and stagnant poll numbers. With Harris out, only six Democrats have qualified for a spot on December's debate stage, and they're all white. Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Tom Steyer will debate on December 12th. And finally, their cruelty knows no bounds. The Trump administration is expected to announce a plan Wednesday to end food stamp benefits for about 750,000 Americans, issuing a new regulation that makes it harder for states to gain waivers from a requirement that beneficiaries work or participate in a vocational training program. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, so I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.